Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Gene Owens. Today's community comment is about constitutional law. When you read the Constitution, you are in fact reading constitutional law. Not a single word can be added or subtracted from the Constitution without going through the amendment process in Article 5. To add or subtract a single word without this process is an illegal amendment, and it is null and void. Some Americans falsely believe immigrants have made America great. However, what makes America great is due process of law. This is the reason millions of people immigrate to America. The Constitution was written to limit government, not we the people. The Constitution was written to provide due process of law. In order to protect our freedoms from mob rule and government tyranny, we the people must study the Constitution and demand the oath of office taken by public servants be obeyed. When you read the Constitution, keep in mind the number 7. The Declaration of Independence was signed in 1776. The Constitution was adopted in 1787. There are 7 articles in the Constitution, and there are 27 amendments. Article 1 is legislative powers. Under this article, Congress is vested with lawmaking powers. However, they can only make laws under powers herein granted in the Constitution. For example, there is no power granted to Congress to make gun control laws. Article 2 is executive powers, the president, the police, and the military. Article 3 is judicial powers. Some people think judges are under oath to interpret the Constitution. However, their oath vests powers in judges to ensure all laws are constitutional. Article 4 is about states' powers, and all states are declared to be republics, not democracies. Article 5 is about the amendment process and constitutional convention. Article 6 declares the Constitution to be the supreme law of the land, and all public servants must take an oath of office to support and defend the Constitution. Any public servant who violates their oath of office to support and defend the Constitution commits perjury of oath, which is a felony. When a public servant steps beyond their vested powers, they are no longer working for the government, and their government insurance bond no longer protects them. Article 7 declares the Constitution to be ratified and accepted as the supreme law of the land. Keep in mind the Constitution vests public servants with powers, not rights. Our government is not vested with any rights whatsoever. Our government has no power, constitutional power, vested to violate a single right of we the people. There's no party system in the Constitution. President George Washington warned of the harmful effects to freedom caused by parties. Members of Congress are public servants, and they take an oath of office to support and defend the Constitution. Their oath is not to protect their party's opinions. Keep in mind, parties are special interest groups. America is a republic with rule by law, not a democracy, ruled by mobs of shouting people carrying threatening signs or government wannabe Hitlers. This is Gene Owens for KINS Radio. Thank you.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.